Here is Tom Brown.
This is Tom Brown. It has been described as the greatest thing in the world, the noblest object of desire, and the most supreme gift to covet. It is the unity that binds us all together. The it we're talking about is love. Perhaps no single word in the history of civilization has attracted so much attention. Love is the very backbone of many religions and has proven to be the inspirational springboard or topic of virtually thousands of treasured pieces of literature and song. Yet, while so many people have recognized the importance of love, few, if any, have been able to tell us how to make it part of our daily life. Dr. Gerald G. Jampolsky does just that. He was formerly a faculty member at the University of California Medical Center in San Francisco. He is presently a fellow of the American Psychiatric Association and founder of and consultant to the Center for Attitudinal Healing in Tiburon, California. Dr. Jampolsky is a consultant to many businesses, and his work is being used in many educational settings. His experience with a long roster of patients and problems, coupled with his encounter with an inspirational work titled A Course in Miracles, has given Dr. Jampolsky a unique insight into the importance of letting go of our obsessions with the past and the future. And whether he is dealing with a live audience on The Phil Donahue Show or working with people who wish to change their attitudes, Dr. Jampolsky knows and reminds us that our very essence is love. Now, Dr. Jampolsky, I know that you often like to deal with people on a very personal basis, so may I call you Jerry?
Please do. As a matter of fact, when people come to our center, we really insist that everyone be there on a first-name basis. If doctors have a PhD or an MD, please leave your label outside so we can all be on an equal basis, because we think that's the only way that love can be experienced.
Well, Jerry, probably the best place to start is to ask you, fundamentally, why did you write this book? Can you give us a capsulization of what this book is all about?
Well, I wrote it because I wanted to help myself. I was involved in A Course in Miracles, and I found the thickness of these books very overwhelming and threatening. And I decided that the way I was going to find another way of looking at the world would be to synthesize and put these principles on little white cards. From that, I began to get a different sense of peace by studying these in a simple way. And other people found these cards helpful, and I wrote a small booklet called A Mini Course for Healing Relationships. And then people thought that it would be helpful if I expanded that. So I wrote Love is Letting Go of Fear as a way of expanding these principles. I've found in my work that as you ask people, what are they really after in life? That more and more people are coming to the realization that peace of mind is really the one thing they really want to experience. It used to be money and what money would bring us. Companies used to think that gold watches would motivate people, but right now it's not doing that. It's a feeling of joining through love, a joining through unity, joining for a feeling of usefulness. And the book could be summarized as really a primer on attitudinal healing to recognize that it's really not people or conditions that cause us to be upset, but it's our own thoughts and attitudes about people and conditions that cause us to be upset. I'm convinced that we really can't change people, but we can change how we look at the world.
So, Jerry, the two key words that really can help someone start to grasp your book is attitudinal healing.
Yes. Attitudinal healing could be looked at learning how to let go of the negative thoughts that we carry in our mind and knowing that when we let go of fear and guilt and all those negative pictures, that they're replaced by love.
Now, the book has really, of course, reached phenomenal sales. And one of the things that intrigues me about it is whether this book evolved from your own personal life experiences, or is it kind of a synthesis of things that you've learned along the way?
I think they're a combination of both of those, Tom. They had to start, though, with my own personal experiences and finding out that my ideas about the world were really not correct.
So, going back in your own history, what year was it that you personally started to see another way?
That was in 1975. But perhaps it might be helpful to go back even before that and share with you at least my own personal transformation and what life was like for me as I came into this world and what brought things up to that.